and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, May 12th sees Jimin move to Seoul, the boys move dormitories, and much more. Then we talk about the song Lie and the pressure to keep up appearances. BTS activity last week, May 3rd to May 9th, Korean Standard Time. RM shared some posts on Instagram related to the release of Stop the Rain. He also posted his latest running stats. Tableau, RM's collaborator on Stop the Rain, is doing some giveaways for a card deck of art inspired by the song. There are many ways to enter the giveaway. You can find the details on Tableau's Instagram. RM also shared the news that the Lost music video has won yet another award. Really cool to see such awesome work so visibly appreciated. J-Hope had his concerts in Jakarta. He did his usual selfie video from soundtrack, photos the next day, and Weverse Live after the second show. There's also a short film up on Bangtan TV on YouTube. He then flew back to Korea on May 5th. The big J-Hope news dropped on May 7th, and it's also BTS Festa news, because J-Hope will be doing two encore concerts in Korea at the Goyang Stadium on June 13th and 14th. J-Hope jumped on another live stream to talk about the news. He's excited and dropped several hints that this concert will have extra BTS Festa celebratory elements to it, as most of the members will be discharged in the days leading up to the event. And good news for those of us who are broke and in other countries, the concert will be live streamed. So keep your eye on Weverse for further details. J-Hope appeared on the Zach Sang show on YouTube. The interview was conducted just after his LA shows during his North American leg of his tour. He talks about his music, how he stays grounded, what he took away from his experience in the military, and his excitement for when BTS reunites. J-Hope also appeared on Cho Sung-hoon's YouTube channel in an interview conducted while he was in Japan. It's a really funny kind of hangout interview style show where they go to a convenience store to get snacks and then they go out to dinner. J-Hope has flown to Thailand to get ready for his concerts there. He posted a selfie video from the plane, a video of enjoying some mango sticky rice once he landed, and he also posted an edit of some of his time exploring Singapore while he was there before. Jin donated 100 million won to the Seoul Asan Medical Center Children's Hospital for Children's Day on May 5th. We got an amazingly attractive episode of Run Jin. It's episode 33, titled Jin Wick, in which Jin learned how to be an action star and had to film a short 2-minute action sequence in order to clock out. You can find the episode and the action sequence on its own on Bangtan TV's YouTube channel, or basically any social media platform where ARMY are making edits that are very good and very nice to look at. Speaking of Jin looking fine, Big Hit also posted the Echo Jacket photo shoot on YouTube, so you can see the behind the scenes of Jin doing his album photo shoot. And that's it for last week. This coming week, Hobie has his shows in Bangkok, and Jin will release his new album, Echo. This day in BTS history, May 12th. May 12th, 2012. That's right, we're starting in 2012 this time, because it's either on May 12th or May 15th that Jimin moved to Seoul and moved into the dorm with the other boys. J-Hope was the first to meet Jimin when he went to the station to pick him up. When they arrived at the dorm, they all went out to eat to celebrate. Jimin has also said that when he started to attend the same school as V told all his friends to treat Jimin well. May 12, 2013. They move into the new dormitory just for Bangtan, rather than the trainee dormitory. This is the dormitory that ARMY is familiar with as being their first dorm, with the blue walls. It's only a 2-bedroom dorm, and their manager claims one of the bedrooms, leaving all 7 boys to sleep in one room, on 3 bunk beds and a small single mattress. They have a shared living area, 1 bathroom, and a small kitchen, which Jimin claims is bigger than the last one, and everyone loves it. May 12, 2014. Jungkook is on KBS 2FM Super Junior Kiss the Radio. RM and Jimin tweet a photo from the Han River. They also tweet a photo of Suga by the Han River, and Jin driving a car. Jungkook, Suga, and V all individually tweet selfies. RM also tweets a selfie and promotes the Four Things show airing the next day, which is about him. May 12, 2015. BTS are in Kota Kinabalu in Malaysia, filming the 2015 summer package. J-Hope films a log. He's having a fun time in Malaysia, and it feels like a little vacation, especially since comeback schedules are so busy. He did not like the snake that he met at the zoo. On this day, they travel to Manakan Island. RM tweet recommends Love and Hate by BoA, and also a photo of his outfit. Back in Korea, they win SBS MTV The Show again. It's their fourth win for I Need You. They pre-recorded a video acceptance. Hobi tweets selfies and thanks ARMY. Suga also tweets selfies with his thanks. RM tweets to say that he was sad when he wrote the song and he hopes that emotion was conveyed. JK tweets a dub smash, as was the style at the time. May 12, 2016. In the early hours of the morning, Suga and Jimin tweet thanks to ARMY for coming out to the pre-taping of M Countdown. Unfortunately, JK was too sick to take part in the pre-taping on the 11th, so when the show airs later that day, he's not in the officially broadcast performances. He is well enough to attend the live portion of the show, in which they get their first win for Fire. Before that happens, though, they appear on SBS Power FM Cult Will Show. Jin tweets photos of himself. Hobi and Jimin tweet photos of food that ARMY sent for them, and they have a fan sign. On the live part of M Countdown, they perform Butterfly for the audience only and Save Me, even though it's not going to be broadcast. After the win, Hobi, Suga, and RM tweet selfies and thank ARMY. Jin also tweets a selfie and thanks ARMY for liking his dad joke. May 12, 2017. BTS appear on NTV Buzz Rhythm in Japan. RM tweet recommends 12 Seconds by Nell and says he's getting along well in Tokyo. The lyrics of the song 12 Seconds that he highlights when he posts are You Broke My Heart. This makes me wonder when RM wrote the song Tokyo from his 2018 album Mono. May 12, 2018. Because BTS are going to be in the US when their Love Yourself Tear album drops, they have to pre-record their Korean comeback appearances. So on this day in 2018, they filmed the Mnet BTS comeback show. There are a bunch of Bangtan bombs on their YouTube channel from this day. Some of them are stages, like Anpanman special stage BTS Focus at BTS comeback show, the Fire special stage BTS Focus at BTS comeback show, Best of Me special stage BTS Focus at BTS comeback show, and Fake Love special stage BTS Focus at BTS comeback show. Some Bangtan pops that aren't performances are Hobi self cam at BTS comeback show, camera director Jungkook and V, who gets up at the end, and JK is trying new filming stuff. For the non-performance Bangtan bombs, you can find them with English subtitles on the Bangtan Subs YouTube channel. May 12, 2019. BTS are in Chicago, Illinois, US. They have a concert that evening for their Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour. Before the concert, though, we get some social media activity with JK tweeting a selfie video of eating an apple. Someone on the BTS account tweeting Happy Mother's Day and a screen capture video of looking up J-Hope's song Mama on the Melon app. Jimin also tweets screenshots and selfies of their 10th music show win back in Korea. When it's time for the concert, unfortunately, their luck of avoiding the rain finally runs out. It's too rainy for Jungkook to fly over the stadium during Euphoria. Jin had also caught a cold, but despite that, they have a great time, half out of their minds in the damp cold. And to this day, they look back on that concert as extremely memorable. You can watch some of the behind the scenes in Memories 2019 and also episode 4 of their documentary series Break the Silence. They leave directly after the concert while the fireworks are still going off in order to get to New York for their next schedule. They all tweet selfies or video selfies thanking ARMY for enduring the rain. Hobi tweets a selfie grooving to Umbrella by Rihanna. May 12, 2020. RM posts on Weverse and recommends Heart by Jong-un. Jin tweets a selfie lying in bed and saying it's his day off. So that explains why I don't know what else they did this day. Break the Silence episodes 1 and 2 are released. May 12, 2021. JK and RM's teaser photos for Butter are released. Suga tweets a selfie and posts another similar selfie on Weverse, as he frequently used to do. And that's all we know for this day. May 12, 2022. An early Chapter 2 day that looks a lot like a current Chapter 2 day, with Jin and Hobi both active on Instagram. Jin posts a photo of himself outside in Hanam on the Hill, and also photos of visiting a Pokemon Baskin-Robbins cafe. Hobi comments saying that Jin is going around and doing cute things only. Jin comments on one of Hobi's posts, telling him to not just press like, but also reply. So Hobie replies with laughter. May 12, 2023. The Planet by BTS, an original soundtrack for the animated series The Bastions, is released. This was recorded before Jin and J-Hope enlisted, so they're both on the track. In North America, Suga is in Los Angeles. He shares an ad that he features in for the NBA Finals, and he also tweets a photo of himself at the BTS exhibition in LA. That evening, he goes to a Lakers game and posts a photo of the Jumbotron. May 12, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but RM had just released Come Back to Me 2 days before, so on this day, he uses his phone time to post a screen cap of the top 50 global chart and thank everyone for listening to the song. And that brings us to this year, where we're only 1 month away from nearly everyone except Suga being free again. Song discussion. Lie. Lie is Jimin's first solo track on a BTS album. It was released on the Wings album in October 2016. Wings remains an iconic album. Conceptually, the album borrows from Hermann Hesse's Damien in its theme and visuals, but true to BTS, they're able to marry that in-depth world-building with deeply personal tracks reflecting their own stories. I'm not going to lie, this song is probably the most intimidating song discussion I've had so far, and I'm surprised I'm saying that because I've already talked about both Snooze and Wildflower. But Lie by Jimin is really a masterpiece of a song, in my opinion. And I think the most intimidating part of it is the amount of discussions that are already out there. So a couple of reminders before I get too into it. First, unfortunately, due to podcast platforms' strict copyright rules and copyright detector bots not being able to understand fair use, I can't play the song. So I suggest either pausing and listening to the song before I talk about it, or listening to it after and using my discussion as part of an introduction. I also have a YouTube playlist on my YouTube channel, A Brand New Day Pod, that has all songs discussed on the podcast. Second reminder that I usually don't say, but please always keep in mind, my interpretation of the lyrics is my own opinion, and unless I state something like Jimin has said, they aren't official interpretations. So feel free to interpret songs differently. We all have different life experiences that affect how we understand poetry and lyrics. Lie was produced by Doc Skim and written by Doc Skim, Sumin, Jimin, P-Dog, and Hitman Bang. Right off the bat, I have to say that I really love Doc Skim's productions. He also did Wildflower for RM, if you remember. He has the ability to pack so much emotion into the instrumentation of a track. It makes for an extremely, almost cinematic storytelling before you even get to the words of a song. There's a jazz musician who does reactions on YouTube named Andrew Berg, and he made a great video to explain the brilliance of the songwriting in the instrumental track of Lie. The video is called Why Musicians Love Jimin's Lie, BTS Music Explained. The way Doc Skim puts the song together, he already has the feeling of being trapped and the tension embedded in the instruments themselves. The most brilliant part, in my opinion, is the switch from minor to major chords between the verses and the chorus. The minor chords are on the verses and gives that creepy, trapped tension feeling. Minor chords are usually used for creepy or sad things, whereas the major chord is used for the chorus. Major chords are usually used for happy, fun things. When the switch happens between minor and major, it's unexpected to our brains. We are anticipating the chord progression to finish on the minor, but instead it finishes on the major, something unanticipated and momentarily confusing. It also happens directly when the word lie is sung. In Andrew Berg's opinion, this indicates that it's the happy feeling of the chorus that's the lie. There's even more brilliant stuff in the song, but Andrew explains it a lot better than I would, so I suggest you go check out that video. So having jumped right into discussing the production, we know this song is about feeling trapped and caught in a lie. In Jimin's case, caught in a lie that's sung in the chorus isn't so much the interpretation of being caught out in a lie, as in discovered to be lying, but rather that he is trapped in a lie. But I'm jumping ahead again. Let's briefly discuss visuals that go along with this song. There's a short film for Lie that was released in anticipation for the Wings comeback. The short film is part of a Bangtan universe, the storyline that runs through a number of BTS music videos, but mostly in the HYYH, Wings, and Love Yourself eras. In the Bangtan universe, Jimin plays a fictional character in his story. The part of the team that writes the BU does a really good job of incorporating the themes of the songs that BTS write into the story of the characters. However, in the Which Came First game, I do believe that Lie, the song, was written by Jimin about himself, not a character. And the Big Hit team wrote up the official description of the song to be about lies and temptation to more fit the theme of Damien and the BU after the fact. The short film includes some of the choreography for the song and, of course, great acting from Jimin, as well as some really cool visual transitions. Jimin performed Lie throughout the Wings tour in 2017. He also performed a snippet of the choreo at the 2016 MAMA Awards, on a dance showdown with Taemin that you can watch on the KBS World TV YouTube channel, and at the 2016 KBS Song Festival. Because a portion of the dance features in the short film for the Wings album, you can also watch Jimin dance the choreography by himself for the camera in the Bangtan Bomb Wings short film special, Lie, Jimin Solo Dance. Though he takes a little break halfway through to catch his breath, since they don't need the entire song uncut for this short film. I wish I could talk more intelligently about choreography because it's very cool. It's a great blend of the smooth, fluid movements of contemporary dance and the abrupt popping and isolation movements of hip-hop. Again, contrasting two disparate things right along singing in both minor and major keys. In RM's V-Live Wings Behind Story, RM explains that it's the first song that Jimin has officially written all lyrics himself. He also reiterates that the solo songs on the album aren't simply about the HYYH characters or the novel Damien, but contain their own deep worries and thoughts. RM explained that he and Jimin were similar in their training and debut years, and that Jimin would always blame himself when he fell short. That he'd think stuff like, I'm not good, I'm not enough, I'm bad. That the song is about putting yourself in a corner, and Jimin wrote it while thinking of his past self, always blaming himself for not being good enough, even if others didn't. In the docu-series and documentary film Burn the Stage, we also see Jimin struggle with personal recrimination when things don't go according to plan or small mistakes happen. You could call it perfectionism, perhaps, but it led Jimin to having a very pessimistic view of his own talent and abilities. So even though the song was written for Jimin's past self, you can see a little bit of those struggles continuing even while he performs the song to thousands of ARMY around the world. Happily, in the years that have followed, Jimin has indeed gotten more confident and less prone to self-blame when things go wrong. I'd say that his song Promise, released in 2019, is really an answer to the song Lie. But maybe I'll talk about that when I eventually talk about Promise. Let's get into the lyrics, though. Because to me, the interesting thing about this song isn't necessarily that Jimin is blaming himself for falling short of the perfect stage performance. It's that Jimin is blaming himself for falling short of being the correct type of person in general. In the very first verse, Jimin starts off with the lines, Tell me, with your sweet smile, tell me like you're whispering into my ears. Don't be like a prey, be smooth like a snake. Jimin is essentially talking to his inner critic in this song, this inner voice that has a sweet smile, Jimin's smile actually, a friendly smile that is only trying to help. And they're whispering in his ear that he's not behaving correctly. Don't be like a prey. How do prey behave? Timid, likely. Fragile. Be smooth, like a snake. Now, you could interpret this as criticizing his dancing, that he should make the movement smooth, sensual. Or it could be a way to behave in the world as a man. You're better served if you've got that smooth, snake-like confidence. The first verse finishes with, Though I want to escape, and then the sentence never finishes. And instead, we launch into the pre-chorus, with Jimin begging this insidious inner voice to get away from him for someone to save him. The pre-chorus finishes with, It continues, even if I try running away, I'm drowned in lies. Interestingly here, Dual Set translates it as, I'm drowned in lies, while Bangtan Subs uses the translation, I'm caught in lies, which is repeated immediately in English at the start of the chorus. I think Dual Set likely has the better interpretive word choice because, as I explained earlier when talking about the production, Jimin doesn't mean caught in a lie as we'd use the English phrase to mean that he was caught lying, but instead he's trapped in that lie that he's not good enough as he is, or drowning in misery due to that lie. He can't escape that lie. The chorus pleads with someone, perhaps himself, to find that person he was when he was innocent. Before the lies began that he should be behaving differently, that he wasn't good enough the way he was. He pleads, give me back my laughter, or bring me back my smile, depending on the translation. When the chorus repeats, he pleads to, please take me out of this hell, and says, I can't free myself from this pain, and pleads to, save me who's being punished. Jimin can't escape this idea that he, as himself, is not good enough. Whether he's referring to his talent or himself as a person, either way, it's a hell that's been created where he can no longer feel joy because he's too busy feeling horrible about his self-worth. In the second verse, Jimin describes what this inner voice wants, that they want him lost and wandering, like always. My interpretation of the line, "I feel so far away," which is sung in English, is that these lies, living them, trying to satisfy them, makes Jimin feel removed from his true self, or perhaps a self that was happy before the lies began. In the bridge of the song, Jimin argues that he's actually still the same, but that the lie is basically smothering him, saying, "The me from before is still here, but the overgrown lie is trying to swallow me." You could interpret this as the joyful Jimin who loved to dance is being drowned by the lie that he's not good enough for the stage after mistakes. Or, I personally see this lie as Jimin spending so long pretending to be someone he's not in order to satisfy what he thinks people want, that he feels that the lie has gotten too big, that it's swallowed the true him, and now that true him is buried beneath an overgrown persona that he falsely believed was better suited to interacting with the world. Someone a little bit more predator and a little less prey. There's no resolve in the song. At the end, Jimin remains trapped in the lie, still pleading to be released, to stop being punished for something that is not a fault. I honestly think that's accurate to the time that this song was written in and about. Jimin has talked subsequently about his personal growth journey during the Love Yourself series, in Festa content, and in other reflective documentaries, that it was only in the Wings era that Jimin started finding his way back to himself again. They started to have more songs that fit Jimin's particular voice and style, both literally and figuratively. The Jimin who wrote Lie may not have been the Jimin in School Trilogy era, who was trying desperately to act tough even though Suga would often find him crying in the bathroom later, but he also wasn't quite the Jimin that had embraced himself enough to release a song like Promise, or to look back on that confused kid with sympathy rather than recrimination. He was still working on it. To me, Lie is a song from the point of view of someone who knows what the problem is, but hasn't yet found a way to repair the damage that problem has caused, or to stop it from happening again. It's the song of someone taking their first steps into healing by saying, "I can't continue living like this, and something needs to change." I think that's why I love this song so much. It's vulnerable, it's brutally honest, and even though there's no sonic or lyrical resolution to it, there's something about the method of calling out the problem that makes me feel a determination to solve it, even if everything might seem hopeless at the moment. And now it's time to spin the random song generator to see what song I'm listening to next week and talking about next week. And the winner is Moving On. Well, that's really fun because I just talked about May 12th, them moving into their first dormitory today. May 12th is when they moved into their first dormitory, the blue dormitory. And Moving On is about them moving out of that blue dormitory. That's really cool. All right. It would have been perfect if it had been chosen for this week, but that's okay. I love Lie very much so. So, okay. Anyway, I'll stop blabbering. So next week we will be moving on to Moving On. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to discuss this episode or next week's song or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.